And today I'm joined by Dr. Pete Mattson of the UNO Jazz Studies Program, and he is going to talk with me about the upcoming concerts with Karin Allison that are going to be taking place at the UNO campus this weekend. First, Pete, thanks for joining me in the studio today. Most appreciated.
Thank you very much. I appreciate being here, Chris.
And Pete, could you let us know a bit about your role as the Director of Jazz Studies at UNO?
Sure. I'm in my 16th year at UNO, and I have the privilege of directing the top jazz band and coordinating the jazz area with our second jazz band, three combos, and the improvisation classes that we offer.
And as a trombone teacher, what jazz trombonist do you refer to as an example of the finest trombonist in the jazz world?
Well, I have all of my students transcribe some trombone solos, anywhere from Curtis Fuller to J.J. Johnson to Jack Teagarden, and try to listen to the great historical recordings.
And, of course, Karin Allison is coming to the UNO campus on Friday and Saturday night to perform there. Could you tell me more about that concert? I believe that Professors Darren Pettit and Barry Ford are taking the trio arrangements from the CD that we're going to feature today, Many New Day, and expanding them to full orchestration?
That's right. We've been hard at work behind the scenes orchestrating music. Professor Barry Ford has done several of the arrangements. Darren Pettit has done several arrangements. Karin's husband, Bill McLaughlin, whom you may have heard on the radio, has done a couple of the arrangements, and one of our very talented seniors, Ben Tweet, has also done some of the arrangements. So it's been a real team effort to take these trio arrangements from the Many a New Day CD and orchestrate them for big band with strings. Basically, we're combining our UNO jazz ensemble with the UNO's Heartland Philharmonic Orchestra.
And Karin is arguably UNO's most famous jazz student. Her Grammy nomination for Many New Day was her fifth nomination. Could you tell me more about what she studied while she was attending UNO?
Right. Well, it was long before I got to UNO that she actually attended school there, but we are very, very proud of her and love to claim her as one of our most famous alumni. And she actually got her degree in classical piano performance at UNO.
We're going to listen to music from her recording, Many a New Day. Karin Allison sings Rodgers and Hammerstein, and then we'll be back in a few minutes to continue our conversation with Dr. Pete Mattson. I'm Chris Cook. This is Jazz in the Afternoon. Well, that's Karin Allison, and she will perform this weekend at UNO. I have as my guest today Dr. Pete Mattson of the UNO Jazz Studies Department, and he and I are talking about this concert. I'm Chris Cook. This is Jazz in the Afternoon. Pete, could you mention the website for tickets if people are interested in attending the concerts this weekend?
Sure. You can get tickets through Ticket Omaha. That's ticketomaha.com, or call 402-345-0606, and you can also simply get your tickets at the door if you wish.
And all of the music on this new recording from Karin is classic Rodgers and Hammerstein, including some of their most popular songs. Could you discuss those, including Happy Talk, Oh What a Beautiful Morning, and some of the others?
Sure. We tried to keep the same character of the arrangements from the CD, which are just beautiful, beautiful arrangements, some very interesting rhythmic feels, and some very creative reharmonizations. And we kept the same harmonies and forms that Karin came up with. It's her arrangements. And then voiced them out for full orchestra. Some of them are for strings and rhythm section. Some is for big band and orchestra. Some is for more of a studio orchestra format. And I think we did a really nice job collectively as a team of keeping the same character of these wonderful arrangements that Karin came up with, and fleshing them out into some really interesting orchestrations that just sound beautiful with Karin's voice.
And I also wanted to ask you about this celebration that this concert is concluding the year-long celebration of the UNO College of Communication, Fine Arts, and Media. It was established in 2005, and this is the 10-year celebration, if I understand correctly?
That's correct, yes. Our dean, Gail Baker, is hosting basically a year-long celebration, and this is the culmination of that year-long celebration, celebrating 10 years of UNO's College of Communication, Fine Arts, and Media. And we could think of no better way to do that than to bring Karin Allison back to campus for a homecoming concert featuring her latest CD, which garnered her her fifth Grammy nomination.
And speaking of future jazz events from the UNO Jazz Department, are there any concerts coming soon to the campus?
Well, we've got, actually I'll mention two concerts. On Tuesday, May the 3rd, we have a UNO Jazz Night at the Ozone that's connected to Anthony's Steakhouse off of 72nd Street and Interstate 80. And that's sort of a fundraiser for our program. That's the Ozone, Tuesday, May 3rd, featuring the UNO Jazz Ensembles. And we have a big summer camp each summer. It's June 12th through 17th this year. And each afternoon, we feature concerts by the Jim Widener Big Band.
And what would be the website to go to if people wanted more information about those events?
You can go to unojazzcamp.com and get all the information from the for the jazz camp performances, and unomaha.edu, and simply search jazz, and that'll take you to the right place for all of the other jazz events.
Okay, well, thanks so much, Pete, for joining me in the studio today. It's been a pleasure to have you here and discussing Karin Allison's performances coming up this weekend in Omaha. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris.
And we're going to continue now with another selection or two from Karin Allison. We will go back to the recording. Many a New Day, Karin Allison, and Happy Talk up next here on Jazz in the Afternoon.